Radio's The Hub with Louise Clark.
Hi, Radio, it's Louise, I'm with you. If you want to get in touch, you can text me on 087 1102 107. Joining me on the line to have a chat all about fitness and, I suppose, coming up to the likes of Christmas. We on one hand, we're being told that, you know, you can fit into the most amazing Christmas dress or outfit. And then the other hand, you're walking down the shops and you're like, there's selection boxes, there's tubs of sweets. Oisin from Mulligan's Fitness, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Good to be back on, as always.
Absolutely. You've been flying around the world since we last caught up. But I suppose if people aren't familiar with you, will you tell us a little bit about what you do and how you got started? Because you are phenomenal on social media. You've got so many thousand followers, so you must be doing something right.
Yeah, pretty much 500,000 on everywhere. Instagram, YouTube and TikTok. It's absolutely mental. But I started off, I suppose, from a position where I was overweight before when I was younger. So I was about 130 kilos at one stage. I'm sitting around 78 or so now. So like, I've been through the process of weight loss, and that's one aspect I wanted to bring to online, to give people that information and the stuff that I use to try and help me and the mistakes that I made to try and guide people away from them. So that's kind of where I started from. So I just do online coaching. I make videos online for free to show people how to lose weight, or give them little tips here and there, and kind of counteract the diet culture that we're all so used to hearing.
Definitely. I've seen a video that you posted up recently, you know, about, I suppose, well, there was a really good video where I think you ate McDonald's for a number of days and you still ended up losing weight. But can you actually lose weight from eating bad foods? I mentioned there that, like, obviously, you know, the selection boxes are out for Halloween. I think, you know, I was going in to do the weekly shop there, and like, before you even get in the door, you're looking at lollipops and sweets and chocolate and everything, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to buy them for the trick-or-treaters. Of course I am. But you're then, by the time you get home, you've eaten half the bag yourself.
Yeah, so I actually have a tip coming out on that over the next couple of days, a video that I'm going to post over the next couple of days, helping people out with the, say, loads of the sweets hanging around the house and how to deal with that situation. But I suppose the first thing to kind of touch on there is the good or bad foods argument, that there is no good or bad foods. There is no foods that are morally bad and morally wrong. Food doesn't have morals. So when you put, say, a thing of bad on a food, when you eat it, you feel guilty. And that's generally when people go overboard with it, because, oh, I've ate my chocolate bar, I'm a bad person, I've ruined my diet and I can't stick to anything and I have no willpower and I have no motivation. And then you go off the rails and you hit the, like, oh, let's say the epic button, I won't curse on it, almost did. So what happens is people give up then. And I suppose what you need to be looking at is, okay, there's an overall bad diet, let's say, but we can still incorporate these foods in it that we will class as bad, which actually aren't. They're just less, have less nutrients in them. So again, how I kind of describe it to people and how I describe it to the people that I do work with, if I had two people and I put them both on a diet for 6 weeks, let's say I had John and Mary, and I told John that you're only allowed to eat chicken, rice and vegetables and all the healthy stuff and nothing else, and then I had Mary and I said, you know what, Mary, we're going to have chicken, rice and vegetables 80% of the time, and 20% of the time I'm going to allow you to have your biscuits with your tea in the evening time, or your chocolate bar or your selection box or whatever the hell you want with that. And who's going to last on that diet longer, John or Mary? John might last the 6 weeks, but after that then he's going to go back to his usual habits and end up gaining all the weight that he's lost and put it all back on. But Mary, who's allowed to eat these certain foods and lose weight over the long run, will probably keep it off for the rest of her life, because it's more sustainable. And sustainable weight loss is something that we should be looking at, because drastic decreases in your weight to drastic increases in your weight is actually more dangerous than not losing weight whatsoever. And so that's what we need to be looking at, is being able to help people lose weight but keep it off over the long run. And I think, like, looking at overall health, like, if we lose weight over the long run and keep it off, we're going to be healthier than if we just don't, or if we lose it short term and then regain it all. Because even though we might be incorporating chocolate, sweets and crisps, the person who loses weight over the long run and keeps it off is going to be healthier. So for example, with my McDonald's challenge, which I did, which is the one you're talking about, where I ate McDonald's for 2 weeks and lost weight, I went and got my cholesterol checked before and after. I also got a couple of other things checked, and I was healthier by the end of it, because I had lost a couple of kilos through eating McDonald's every single day.
Wow. Yeah, because it's like, you know, you can play a game with yourself where you're like, oh no, like, I'll give you an example, right? I met one of my really, really good friends, hadn't seen her, and I'd say we were trying to figure out today, it was probably about 4 years, 3 or 4 years, we hadn't caught up with one another. So we went off and got a bit of lunch, and then at some stage she was like, will we get a slice of cake? And I could have been like, no, Jesus, I better not get cake now. No, it's a Tuesday, it's not the weekend, I can't treat myself. But like, as we've spoken about before, you're missing out on that lovely occasion of meeting your friend for the first time in 4 years, where you can sit down, have two slices of cake and enjoy the time together. But then obviously, you know, trying to balance it out a bit, Dave Jr. Duke here who was doing the show before me, he was like, you'll have a sweet. And there was lovely chocolates here and everything. And I was like, no, do you know what? I had a nice piece of cake along with my lunch. I'm okay with that. And like, yeah. I think it is about balance. You're not kind of like binging, eating everything around you because, oh, I had a, in inverted commas, bad piece of a slice of cake. It's kind of like, enjoy the slice of cake, you know, enjoy the time with your friend, and, you know, enjoy the chats and the whole lot, and like, you know, just balance it out along the rest of the week.
Yeah, and I think what's super important here is to realise when we're eating these certain foods around our friends and family, sometimes it's a win to eat the food and sometimes it's a win to say no. So sometimes it might be a win for you to be like, okay, do you know what? I'm going to allow myself to have a slice of cake and enjoy time with my friend and not worry about weight loss, because the goal shouldn't always be weight loss as well. And sometimes it's a win to be able to say, do you know what, Dave, I don't want the sweets today, I'm okay, I had some earlier on or I had some later on. And that can also be a win. I think that's the balance side of weight loss and fitness and overall health that you need to be looking at, because not only are we looking at physical health here, we're looking at mental health. And I actually have a story from a previous client that I was working with a couple of years back that completely changed my whole view on fitness health, and it's one of the reasons why I've gone down this route. And one of them is, it was a birthday of one of my clients who lived abroad, and I obviously won't mention the name or whatever, and she had pulled back from having a pizza at her birthday because she wanted to lose weight.
Yeah.
So because she didn't want to be sat at the table with all her family, she decided that she would go back to her room and not sit at the table because there was too many temptations around.
Oh, no.
And her father didn't actually make it to her next birthday. And so she missed that social event with her family because she wanted to lose weight, and how unimportant weight loss was in that fact. So with you meeting your friend that you haven't seen in 4 years, like if you don't get to see her again, at least you have that memory. Do you know what? I got to sit down and have cake with her or whatever. Mm. And that is a win. And being able to do that without feeling guilty or without feeling really bad about it, and without binging because you messed up your diet or ruined everything or you had too many sins or whatever other diet clubs go around saying nowadays, that's what has most people gaining a significant amount of weight, is the guilt and the fear surrounding certain foods. And I'm here to try and get rid of that as much as possible.
Absolutely. Is there any tips? Because I mean, I think they're like little bombs all over the place where, you know, you go in and you're like, you know, you've got the chocolate or the whatever it is. And I mean, whether or not you've got the willpower, I think it's more difficult than ever to eat healthy, because like healthy food is very expensive. I mean, it pains me to pay $12.50 for a salad when I might actually want a salad, but at the same time, you know, you're paying $12 or $13.50 for a salad, whereas, you know, like your sandwich or your toasted ham and cheese sandwich is like $5.50 or something like that. Like, how can you like kickstart your journey to wellness and health when you're kind of battling things like that? You know, like I suppose you walk into the supermarket and there's sweets everywhere and all that kind of stuff. You know, like it can be a bit of a minefield at times.
Yeah, so I'll give you two. I suppose the first one is the start. Like people say, oh, how do I get motivated to get going, or how do I get started? How I describe this is like a staircase. So imagine you walked up to a staircase that had massive steps that you had to lift your leg so high to step up on. It's too much of a pain. Yes, you're probably not going to do it. You're probably going to go walk around, try to find another stairs, not go up it. If we find a staircase that has small little tiny steps that we can take, it's going to be a lot easier. And so that's what I recommend to people, is imagine a staircase with millions of small little tiny steps that you take. And so that's your goal over the next couple of weeks, is just small little things. For some people that might be sitting down at your dinner with a glass of water and drinking that. For some people it might be even turning off their phone at dinner time so they can actually focus on their hunger and fullness signals. Small things like that. The other tip that I would give, especially coming around to this time of year where there's loads of sweets and like loads of crisps around the house and selection boxes and stuff, is get yourself a little box, right? And write 200 to 300 calories on the box. Weigh out whatever food is 200 or 300 calories of your sweets. Put them in there and have one of those every single day so that you know you have these foods laying for you around the house and that you have them kind of sectioned off for yourself. Because it's when we're walking around the house and everything is just available that it's really, really easy to just grab it and pick it up. On top of that, then you know when you wake up in the morning, so you know, I have crisps there that I've laid out for myself. I can have them at any other part of the day, and it makes, say, sticking to more nutritious food throughout the day a little bit easier for you. The opposite to that tip would be like, make sure the foods that you really want to consume are in obvious places, like say have a fruit bowl out around the house, and then with your, say, sweets and crisps, maybe push them to the back of the thing so it's a little bit more of a pain to go and get them. Just small little things like that add up massively. And people think, oh, I'm not doing enough if I do that, I have to do more. No, you don't. If you do more and you do too much, you're going to regain the weight, you're not going to be able to lose it, you're going to give up. Take the small steps, do the opposite to what you've done before. If you've lost weight before, like losing weight isn't an issue for you, but everyone has lost weight at some stage.
Yep.
The issue for people is actually maintaining that weight that they've lost off. And so what you want to focus on is do the opposite to what you did last time. Last time you did a diet, you had to cut out absolutely everything. Well, that didn't work. Why are you going to go do it again to only regain all the weight that you've lost? always work on that and look back and reflect and wonder where you went wrong and how you can improve this time.
That is, I mean, and it sounds like it's just literal, like, common sense. But I think when you explain it like that, you're like, actually, well, yeah. Because, like, you know, you want longevity in trying to do this and staying healthy. But, like, at times we do go, I mean, I've tried, like, everything under the sun with juicing and all that kind of thing. And, like, I'm telling you, 2 days after juicing... Yeah. The pains in my head, yeah. I wasn't sleeping, I was so angry, and like, so it didn't work.
The thing is, Louise, I have absolutely nothing to sell anyone here, because my coaching is fully sold out. Everything that I do, I cannot take any more clients of what I'm doing. So the information I'm giving here, the reason it sounds so simple is because it's what's worked.
Yep.
If I had something on here that sounded complicated, or a pill to sell everyone, or some sort of shake, or some sort of specific name diet, I'd be trying to sell you something. My goal isn't to try and sell you something on here. I don't really care. I'm just trying to help people out. If you go on my Instagram, I have over 500 free videos that you can watch that describe step-by-step exactly everything to do with weight loss. And that's the difference between me and 90% of other people out there. I don't do any ads on my Instagram, don't do any ads on my YouTube. I don't make a single penny off any of the videos that I post for free. Not one single thing off any of them. I'm quite literally just here to give people the simple tips that actually work.
Absolutely. And I mean, you do it with passion, and you know, you're very sound. I know we met for the first time in Tesco's down the road. Yeah. We were having a chat, and we actually, it's like that time where you meet somebody that you've been talking to for ages and you only know them on social media, but we were having a chat for ages. But listen, like, it's always so refreshing to have a chat to you. I mean, you know, if people have been struggling to try and get a bit healthier, you know, start a weight loss journey or that type of thing, you know, it's the positivity that you need. Oisin, if people do want to check out some of your videos, or even if they want to reach out, check out your content, where's the best place to go?
So Mulligan Fitness on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok or Facebook. The Mulligan's is with a A-I-N-Z at the end. So M-U-L-L-I-G-A-I-N-Z Fitness, and you'll see it come up.
Super. I know you're taking part in the marathon coming up this weekend as well. So we'll have all fingers crossed for you, and we'll be following your journey.
And shout out to the charity that's for. That's for Cancer Care West. I'm doing it for them.
Good on you. I don't think there's anybody listening today that probably hasn't known somebody, or, you know, had a family member or something that's been touched by cancer. So fair play to you. They need much, much well-needed funds. So we will definitely urge people to click on and give you some sponsorship. Listen, Oisin, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. Best of luck at the marathon. And I'll catch up with you again soon.
See you later. Good luck.
Thanks so much. And if you want to check out Oisin's Instagram, Mulligan's Fitness, you can have a look there.
iRadio's The Hub with Louise Clark.